Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to release details of a plan to make recreational marijuana legal in New York State when he outlines his budget proposal later this month. Even the governor concedes, though, that there are many unanswered questions about how to proceed. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo, who less than 2 years ago called marijuana a gateway drug, says he still has some questions and concerns about legalizing marijuana for recreational use. But he says he's working with a panel of experts, including law enforcement and health officials, who have determined it can be done safely and that the benefits outweigh the risks. The governor says his position has also been influenced by neighboring states that have already legalized or in the process of legalizing marijuana.
You can drive to New Jersey, you can drive to Massachusetts, and you can buy legal marijuana. So for New York to be in between Massachusetts and New Jersey and say, well, we don't believe it should be legal, it is legal. You'll just force people to drive to Massachusetts or drive to New Jersey and then come back into this state and use it in this state.
The governor says he's currently working out a lot of the details on how to implement the program, including what the age requirement should be to gain access to the drug.
Devil is in the details. How old? How many stores? How much marijuana do you sell to a person? What are the tax revenues?
There are many ideas on how to best use the revenue from the sale of marijuana, including one to help fix New York City's subways. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes is sponsoring a bill that she says would help right the wrongs created by the decades of marijuana prohibition. Peoples-Stokes, who is African American, says arrests for using the drug have fallen disproportionately on Black and Hispanic New Yorkers, while white residents have rarely been punished. Her measure, which is sponsored by Senator Liz Krueger in the state Senate, would dedicate 50% of revenues raised from taxing marijuana sales to a community grant reinvestment fund. It would be directed at neighborhoods most affected by the prohibition and would fund programs like job training, after-school activities, and reentry for people coming out of prison.
It's critical. We don't get to the racial equity pieces of it. We don't get to the community reinvestment pieces of it. And we don't get to the opportunities to begin saving the state of New York well-spent public dollars if we don't include those pieces.
Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, who chairs the Health Committee, sponsored the law to implement medical marijuana in New York a few years ago, and he supports legalizing the recreational use of the drug. But Gottfried says he does not necessarily back dedicating sales tax revenues to a specific fund, but he says he does want to end inequities in the state's criminal justice system over past enforcement of the prohibition of the drug.
One of the reasons why I hate the term recreational use is that this is not about people having a good time at parties. This is about undoing and preventing the damage that our prohibition system does.
And he also supports allowing New Yorkers to grow a limited amount of marijuana at home.
In some product areas, we do allow home production. And if you want to brew beer or wine in your basement, you're free to do that. Just don't try to sell it to your neighbors.
Not everyone is in favor of legalizing the drug. The New York State Association of County Health Officials issued a statement saying they have serious concerns and they want legalization to be approached thoughtfully and with extreme caution. The county health officials say no one under 21 should be permitted to use the drug, and any new rules should fall under the state's Clean Indoor Air Act to ensure children and other vulnerable populations are not exposed to marijuana use or secondhand smoke. The group also wants toxicology studies conducted to set standards for impaired driving under the use of the drug. The health officials say they're already dealing with the devastation from opioid abuse, and they don't want to see the state inadvertently create another public health crisis. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.